Hello, my name is Stephanie, and I'm a sophomore here at SDSU. I'm from San Diego, but I've lived many places throughout San Diego County my entire life. I was born in the North County in Vista, and I lived there until I was about 6 years old. Then my family and I moved down to Spring Valley, where we lived for 4 years until I was about 10. Then we moved again to El Cajon, and that is where I lived throughout middle school and high school. Here at State, I'm a kinesiology major, and I hope to one day to become a physical therapist. I chose this field to study because I like working with people and helping them live an easier life with the physical handicap that they have. I'm taking physics mainly because it's a required class for my major to get the degree that I want. This class will also help me to understand physical movement and objects, which may be an important part of my future career as a physical therapist. For this reason, physics is important to me. It is a step in the right direction in educating myself for the future. Physics is also important for my intellectual growth. It forces me to think about the world around me in a way that I never would before. Physics deals with a lot of problem solving, which promotes intellectual growth. Solving problems forces my mind to organize thoughts and figure the best way to answer a complicated problem. Tony's problem-solving method, which is diagramming, reasoning, and solution, is constantly reiterated to help us learn. This method makes us break down a confusing problem to make it easier and make more sense. When we are required to draw a diagram, we can see a picture of the problem, and this helps us to determine what the problem is actually asking. The reasoning part helps us understand the concept more. For example, if we just plug in numbers to a formula, we may not really understand the idea. When we actually write what we are doing and why we are doing it, along with our work that we show, it proves that we know the subject matter. And the solution part of Tony's method is just the mathematical work that we show. This is usually the easiest part, but it is still crucial when we are trying to learn something new. When it comes to college, I would have to say that I do enjoy it. I enjoy it for many reasons. To begin with, I like how we spend less time in class. This is different than in high school when we forced to spend about 6 hours every day in class, Monday through Friday. I also like how in college we get to pick our own schedules. So, for example, if we don't want to go to class on Fridays, then we don't have to choose that in our schedule. I also like how in college that there's less busy work. When we go to class, we're expected to listen to the professor, take notes, learn what we need to learn, and then we're done with class. But in high school, we have to go to class, maybe listen to a teacher talk, and then sit down and do some busy work. I also like how in college, there's more freedom. Because I'm not living at home, my parents aren't always on my back, telling me what to do and when to do it. So it's also a time to grow. I'm forced to learn to do things for myself. I don't have anyone to cook for me, so I have to cook and clean. I have to pay my own bills. But this is also really good because I'm learning lifelong skills that I can take with me throughout my life. I have to learn a lot of other things, which includes getting along with roommates, coworkers, classmates, peers. But it is a good skill to learn to have, and I'm glad that I'm learning this here in college. Here at San Diego State, I expect to get a lot of things. I expect to get a degree, a good education, but a lot of other things. As far as education comes, I want to get a degree. This will be the first step to getting a well-paying job. And I also hope to get a well-rounded education, not only an education specific to my major, but a well-rounded one that will help me to become an asset to my society. Also, I hope to grow and mature as a person, and I hope that living and learning will help me to become, to grow and mature as a person. And finally, I would hope here in college to become self-sufficient, and this will lead to lifelong success.